Michael Jackson Rock with you. Good morning. It's Heart Breakfast with more music variety. Ed and Rachel here, 8 minutes past eight. We're talking about weird things you've eaten food off. There's a campaign on Facebook now to bring back the plate. But a text from Top Chef Glyn Purnell. He wants to get involved in this. I'll have a chat with him in a minute.
These are brilliant. Hello to Elizabeth, who said, I had a fry-up served in a dog bowl. They called it the dog's dinner. It was quite tasty, but, you know, it's not really what you want, is it?
It's eye-catching, though, I imagine.
Hello to Dom, who's really, really disgruntled. I had a steak recently that came draped over a hot rock, the theory being you cook it yourself. I could have stayed home and cooked it under the grill. What a lot of messing around. I shan't go back there. Fernanda says, in the Algarve, I was served soup inside a bread. I've seen this. They take, it's like a cob, yeah. A big cob, and you take the top off, scoop the middle out, and then pour the soup in. So when you've finished eating your soup, you just eat the wet bread afterwards.
That's a great idea. There's a place in Dudley that served a curry inside a naan.
Well, there you go.
I forget where it was, but it was arguably the best thing I've ever eaten. It's beautiful. Glyn Purnell, you do a bit of this, isn't that right?
Yes, a little bit, yeah. I think it gives a little bit of theatre, you know, a little bit of je ne sais quoi.
It does do a bit of je ne sais quoi. I've had creme brulee at your place served inside an eggshell.
Yes, and what's wrong with that?
Nothing, it was delicious, actually.
It was quite small.
Although, yeah, Ed did say they could have given me two eggs worth of creme brulee.
I want a goose egg, Glyn.
I think, Glyn, that you should, off the back of this, think of something really outlandish to serve something in. Maybe do a special for this weekend that you could serve it. I'm trying to think what.
A faggot?
What? Yeah, well, in what? What would he put a faggot in?
No, you'd serve something on a faggot. I don't know what you'd serve on
I suppose if you wanted to, you could put the faggot in a little bowl and then you could actually put it inside a Peaky Blinders hat.
That's why you're who you are, Glyn Purnell.
And you could say that this is to reminisce, to reflect and look back on what the Peaky Blinders experienced
like
in the early 20s,
like,
but we're taking it into the next millennium.
You've lost it now, Glyn.
You could put two Peaky Blinders hats next to each other and you could say they're back to back.
All right, we're getting stupid now.
or you could get like a... You could get a little bed, and you could just like put a sausage in it and say they're pigs in blankets. And then you could charge extra.
Bye-bye, Glyn!
I feel like we've created a monster.
Glyn Purnell on Heart Breakfast.